Either way, though, my alliance name will die with me. It is my host's name that I used in our attempt at rebellion. It is his name that you found carved on my tomb if you are reading these words. That was a strategic choice, in part, as it will encourage my former brethren not to search too carefully for any messages I may leave behind to accept the claim that my mind was no longer my own. But it is also a tribute. If some hidden remnant of my host is what pushed me toward the light, then he has earned both that recognition and my deepest gratitude.
Claire. 1. Tuesday, September 5th, 9:11 p.m. Claire's arm flew up instinctively to shield her face from the massive flock of geese flying toward her. She knew they weren't real and would have felt ridiculous for overreacting if not for the fact that the two mining executives who remained at the table were doing the exact same thing. The geese vanished into blackness, and for several seconds, Claire sat frozen. The afterimage in her mind wasn't the birds taking off from the lake, silhouetted against the brilliant orange and scarlet sky. All she could see was the wreckage of Jonas Labs. The campus her father had designed, where her brother and Beck spent pretty much every waking hour, was one of six properties that Claire had just watched collapse, apparently in real time, as a woman's voice calmly informed them that they were not in danger, that they should not panic. Most of the guests hadn't seemed to see or hear anything after the word panic. They were far too busy screaming and pushing toward the locked doors. Claire might have joined them, if not for the call from Beck a few moments before, telling her that she was safe. It had been hard to follow some of what he was saying, but he'd clearly said that the hotel at Beekman Place, the massive entertainment complex New Yorkers called Kolya's Palace, was not on the list. She hadn't fully understood what he meant by that until she saw the buildings on the screen. Although, the fact that she recognized the voice in the video as Stasia Lubich's would probably have been enough to keep her in her seat. That wasn't at all logical, but it was true. Stasia, formerly second in command to Anton Kolya, was now working with the Earth Watch Alliance, more commonly known as the Flock. Once content with harassment tactics, the Flock had shifted to full-fledged eco-terrorism under their new leader, Kolya's ex-wife, Corbin Drexel. Evidence strongly suggested that the Flock was responsible for two bombings on Mars that had killed seven people and very nearly killed Claire herself. But Drexel had yet to officially claim credit, and according to Kolya, she outright denied having any part in the attacks. The attacks hadn't been confined to Mars. During the past 2 weeks, Claire's house had been barraged by dozens of insectile nanodrones. The bug bots eventually found a weak spot in her security system, and the home that she'd shared with her roommate Rowan and Rowan's 5-year-old daughter Gemma for the past few years was now a pile of rubble and ash. 4 other people had died, and 2 additional buildings were destroyed, all in an effort to keep Claire from translating the document hidden in one of the biological samples she'd brought back from Mars. So, yeah. Given all of that, the fact that the voice was Stasia's should have had her running for the exit faster than anyone. But something else was going on. The Flock's new leaders were clearly willing to risk some casualties, but they'd issued a warning to give the security teams at the properties they'd just destroyed a chance to evacuate the buildings. In the video, Stasia claimed that their goal for the bombings was to buy time, and while she didn't go into specifics, she really didn't have to. The Flock's positions had been essentially the same since they were founded. Anti-science, anti-technology, anti-progress. At least a quarter of the people currently in the ballroom were journalists, so the Flock's warning would be a top story for every major news outlet. But they could simply have destroyed the buildings and sent out the video via social media if publicity was their only goal. No. Claire was fairly certain that they had a more specific target for their message. 2 people they wanted to hit hard. In public. And unfortunately, those 2 people,